It's encouraging for my country.
As the fifth international OPEC seminar got underway in Vienna, Iran's oil minister warned of the risks associated with politically motivated sanctions that do more harm to the world than to the subjected country.
Gross.
Unfortunately, the issue of imposing sanctions on the second-ranking OPEC oil producer is being brought up by Europe, which has enhanced the political risk of the market and the ever-increasing intervention of speculators in the oil market. Those politically instigated dual approaches will certainly damage the stability of both the oil market and the world economy.
The minister said that the pursuit of energy policies by major consumers has created an uncertain future for both the oil demand and the economies of oil-exporting countries.
We too are of the opinion that sufficient and sustainable supply of energy will ensure the stability of the world economy, and a sustainable energy supply calls for a political and geopolitical stability. Under the shadow of economic sanctions and military threats, the trend of oil production and supply will not continue to meet the expectations of both groups of producers and consumers.
He adds that through the unilaterally imposed sanctions on producers, certain consumers are using oil as a tool to attain their political objectives, which imposes constraints on the oil industry.
As a result, the world market will become unstable and ultimately lead to wild fluctuations in the price of this vital energy carrier.
But the minister told attendees at the fifth OPEC seminar that the time has come to pay further attention to more fundamental issues of promoting energy security through reducing geopolitical tensions and removing economic bottlenecks such as sanctions and unjust policies. Iran's oil minister says there is a need to return to economic logic and unhindered access to world markets, among other key long-term pillars. Under these conditions, he says, long-term energy security and sustainable economic growth will follow. Fabian Peer, Press TV, Vienna.